Time now for a look at your drive home, and let's check in with Ricky Meese.
We are looking at a pretty nice drive southbound on I-15 between downtown and the South Interchange. But from the South Interchange to 90th South, it is heavy and slow. And again, between 123rd and Bangor, we're also seeing the right lane, and generally the right lane only, westbound I-215 South Belt slow due to construction. And this is westbound between I-15 and Redwood Road. I-15 in Utah County, as well as the rest of the Valley Freeway, is looking good, but we've got a couple of surface street problems. One is a medical incident where a driver suffered a medical condition, and this is an accident trying to be cleared 500 west, about 700 north, near the tracks. And then we have utility work reducing lanes of traffic in both directions in Taylorsville, causing some delays at 5400 south, 3200 west. Mark?
We are starting to get our very first delays of the official rush hour right now, northbound I-15 in Davis County. You may not be surprised to know that it is just north of 200 north in Kaysville, and that's a little stretch there that is only dipping in speeds briefly. Bigger delays looks like on Gentile Street west of I-15 in the Layton area. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes, June 2nd through 18th. For tickets, go to uvparade.com, Osmond Designs, or download the app presented by the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.